You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams. There is still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790. That's 505-338-5790. Or text 505-585-LIVE. That's 505-585-5483. Today's show is sponsored in part by Ben Lucero at Indigo Mortgage, 505-836-5700. That's 505-836-5700. Or online at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect.
We are on the radio this afternoon with, and by the way, I should say thank you to Mike. Mike Howell with the Heritage Foundation talks about profound things. He's right in the thick of it. But I want you to know, in the midst of all this difficult stuff, there's some people having some fun and providing us some relief, and that would be Dave Reyes and Kevin Kuppenhaver. They are Team Sagebrush Church Auto Show, which happens this weekend, Saturday, 9 o'clock to 2 o'clock a.m., 9 a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m.
That's right. And it's going to be a great time, man. It's going to be awesome. Everybody's excited.
Let me aim that microphone at you, Dave. There you go.
That's better. It'll be a great time. It'll be lots of fun, lots of things. There's lots of people going to be there. Kevin's going to be there, you know, with all his magic and things that he does. So,
Kevin, you going to perform?
No, I don't think we're going to do that. We want people to stay.
Hey, but this is a fun thing. I mean, the money that is raised and the only money that it costs are the people that are entering the show, $25 a car.
It's $50.
Oh, it's $50. Yep. Yeah. And you're up to about almost 200?
Yeah, that's right.
200 cars. I mean, that's going to be a fabulous show. You have food and drinks and things that you're offering to the public for free.
For free. You want two hot dogs? They're free. And you want three hot dogs? Free.
And well, four. And I'm just thinking that there's so many families out there that need to get out. They need to have some fun. And everything now is so expensive. Yeah. You know, we were just talking with Mike about inflation and different things. No inflation at the Sagebrush Auto Show.
No, the whole goal of this event is have families come out and not have to spend a dime. Unless you want to buy a raffle ticket. We'll talk about that in a second. Or you're entering a car in the event, we want you to come out and have a free event. We're going to have hot dogs. We're going to have chips. We're going to have soda. We're going to have popsicles. We're going to have all that kind of stuff. So come out with the family, enjoy it. And, like you said, with gas prices approaching $5 a gallon, we want to do something fun. It's not going to cost you anything.
Okay. I know you guys are car guys, so I thought I'd have some fun with this question. Okay. If you both had your eyes closed, you don't have to close them now, and a 63 split window Corvette drove by, and then 2 minutes later, a 67 Shelby Cobra drove by, and then a couple minutes after that, a 1970 Dodge Charger. Would you both be able to tell the difference?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Dave can.
It depends on whether it's a big block or a small block in the car, but you can tell the difference between a Chevy and a Ford and a Chrysler. You can.
And is that something your brain goes to? Like if you hear a car, you know, zipping by, oh, that was a...
Yeah, I could tell you if a GM diesel went by, or a Cummins diesel went by, or a Ford diesel. I could tell you by hearing it.
I love it.
And so could Kevin. I mean, it's a thing.
I can't hold a candle to Dave's knowledge. Dave's a modest guy. He worked for Ford Motor Company. He retired from Ford Motor Company. He is a walking Wikipedia on cars. So you want to know anything, he can tell you right off the top of his head. You don't even have to go to Google.
Okay. I know you guys have, I don't know about you, but things change with me. Like, I'll have a favorite car, and then that'll change. What's your favorite car today, Dave?
67 Cobra.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
That's my favorite car. With a big block.
Is that it? Oh, the big block. So that's the GT500.
Well, the Cobra being the small sports car.
Oh, you're talking about an AC Cobra.
Yeah, that's right.
427 Cobra Jet?
427, yeah.
See, I know one. A little bit more
you
than
do.
You.
You do. You're smarter than you look, and, man.
Yeah. Dave, thanks, man.
I can say that on radio.
That's why I'm on the radio. That's right. Dave, you got, or Kevin, you got a favorite?
I've always been partial to the 69 and 70 Boss 429 Mustangs, but I don't have 200K sitting in the bank, which is what they're running right now. Well, but I just thought they were gorgeous cars.
Yeah, and you guys have a nice little raffle, again, to raise money for the ministries at Sagebrush Church. So all a nonprofit, all going back to the community. Community can go out to the event for mm-hmm. free. You've got a lot of, you've got car plug clubs and everything else. I'm going to mm-hmm. ask you about the car clubs in just a second.
Okay.
But I first want to ask you about the raffle. What are you raffling?
So this year we have a 2008 Ford Mustang GT California Special Package. Has a 4.6 liter engine, 300 horsepower, 29,000 original miles. That thing is like brand new. There's not a scratch on it.
Nice.
That is going to have a new owner at the end of the show on Saturday.
And so you draw at 2 o'clock? Do you yep. have to be present to win?
Nope. In fact, I can't remember a year when the person that won was present, to be honest with you. But no, you do not have to be there. We'll draw that ticket, and it's going to go to a new home.
Starts at 9 o'clock a.m. till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Going to have the raffle. Let's talk about those car clubs. Who's going to be out there with you?
Oh, man, we have so many special guests this time. Just, these are not clubs, but these are clubs that come out. The Ghostbusters are going to come out.
Nice.
A Batman's going to come out. The police lowrider is going to be out. The lowrider club is going to be out. The Corvette club is going to be out. I mean, there's just a bunch of clubs. But more importantly, I think it's just individuals. And this is where the real meat is. That have cars, they're going to come out. And that's where the majority of our people are, just individuals that love cars are going to bring them out and show them off. And that's a cool thing.
I love it. Hoods open.
Hoods open, doors open, yep.
And folks are really, they know their cars like the back of their hand.
Mm-hmm.
And do they talk to the individuals looking at their cars and explain them to them and tell them why they love them?
Oh, yeah. Right. I mean, that's probably the biggest thing, isn't it, Kevin?
Well, a lot of them have their posters there with their cars that explain. Some mm-hmm. of them go through the whole rebuild when they renovated the vehicle. But, yeah, you ask questions to the owners, 99% of them are going to talk to you, tell you all about it, the history, how they got it, what went into the rebuild, all that kind of good stuff.
There's a guy had a Ford truck out there last year. And had a small block in it. And you come by and you look at it and say, that's the 302. And he'd give you the whole history of the 302. And he says, and this is a small 302 as opposed to the Windsor that used to, or the big blocks, the FEs that used to come in these yeah. things, the 390s, the 360s. And he'd give you the whole history of it, And the truck wasn't that spectacular.
Now, what was the Cleveland engine? Does that qualify as a big block?
That's a small block.
Oh, that's
a
small
302.
Block
but it was built in... Guess where? Cleveland, Ohio. Yeah. I mean, it was there was two engines. You had a Cleveland and a Windsor. Mm. And the Windsor was the most popular of the two engines. Cleveland had the big valve covers, but it was the least of the popular ones. But it was a good engine.
You are a Ford guy, aren't you?
Oh, I am. Well, look at the shirt. What's that got on it?
Hey, details on the event, Kevin?
So this Saturday, the 18th. It's, well, the official hours are 9 to 2. We're going to have people bring cars out at 6 in the morning. But we'll more or less be opened up around 8 o'clock in the morning for folks to come out. But it's going to go to 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock, we're going to do the awards. We have around 100 trophies that we're going to be handing out for various classes.
Nice.
And after the award show is done, we are going to have the raffle, find a new home for that Mustang.
Is Pastor Todd got a category this year?
He has a category.
He's judging Pastor's Choice, right?
There's a Pastor's Choice we give out every year. There's a Chairman's Choice that goes out every year.
Does Pastor's Choice do cinnamon rolls or other treats influence that? Decision at all?
His choice last year was a 1939 Chevy.
Really?
Yeah, it was a cool car.
Very cool.
I wouldn't have picked it, but he picked it, so,
Yeah. He's partial to Camaros, just a heads up, but we have a lot of special awards. We have a Chairman's Choice that we'll give out. We have a Best of Show car. We have a Best of Show motorcycle. So a lot of different categories along with the standard kind of classifications that you're going to have at any auto show.
So I have to comment on his choice from last year. So my first car was a 49 Chevy, three on the tree, and my dad didn't purposely fix the ball joints on it because he didn't want me to drive over 35 miles an hour, so it would start shimmying a little bit. But I learned how to drive a standard. How many kids know how to drive a standard?
You know
today?
What? Both my kids know how to drive a standard.
I love it.
Yeah, so did mine. But the majority of them, I don't think they do. Not
I think
anymore.
Standards
it's a great
are
theft,
so fun.
Theft prevention right now if you got a stick shift.
If you got a stick shift.
Yeah.
Well, I enjoy it. I mean, there's definitely a difference. I think it's easier on your brakes to drive a standard. But I do see why, you know, I also think it makes you pay attention to driving.
Yeah. You're not going to be texting.
No, you sure not. Because you got to have one hand on the steering wheel and the other one on the shifter.
That's right.
You have a favorite shifter that you've ever shift? I mean, the old Hurst shifters used to be.
The old Hurst.
Well, I think you said it, man. Hurst, that's a shifter. You know, that's the king of the category right there.
Is that a Ford product?
No, unfortunately.
Separate company?
Yeah, yeah. They're owned by Holley Corporation now.
Yeah.
But they still make shifters just like they did back in the day, man.
Hey, you mentioned that you like the AC Cobras. Have you looked at those kit cars? There's probably like 20 different manufacturers now that are selling those kit cars. Yeah. Those look pretty fun to put together.
My favorite, and of course, you know, it's the Factory 5. They make a beautiful Cobra. And the kit car, you know, you can buy it and you can have it shipped to you in pieces. And you can either buy it ready to build or you can buy it and then get a skeleton Mustang that you steal parts off of, you know, and make it work.
I'm just thinking for our listeners' sake, we need to think about other ways to raise money for you guys for this event, because I want to talk about Pit Stop in just a second, but maybe we need to buy a kit car.
Oh, that'd be
get
awesome.
Some of our listeners to help put it together. We'd have a year, right?
Yeah.
A year.
And then you could raffle that baby off, because that would be... That would be extra special.
That would be cool.
Be a lot of fun.
That'd be really cool.
So just a thing we can pray about. Our listeners will pray about that kind of stuff.
That'd be cool.
Hey, we have a large audience of women that are listening. And I'm sadly, some of them used to be married, maybe have kids or single moms, and you provide a really special ministry for them to get their cars repaired. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that ministry is called Pit Stop, and for lack of a better term, I mean, that's the term we came up with. But what it is we provide vehicle maintenance services for single moms, elderly people, cripples, women whose husbands are deployed. Anybody that needs it, you know. And we do oil changes. And, you know, I was thinking the other day, you know, we do oil changes like they're nothing. Mm-hmm. But I had my oil changed, and it cost me $100.
Yes.
You know, and so it's expensive. We do brake jobs. We do master cylinders, we do batteries, we do hoses, we do, you know, all kinds of minor stuff, you know. We don't do engines or transmissions.
And you do that once a month?
Once a month, third Saturday of every month.
Third Saturday of every month.
And I'm thinking that if you are, maybe have an older car and you're getting ready to drive to Phoenix or something over the heat, would you guys mind checking out a car for somebody to make sure, you know, if they qualify a person in need?
We would love to. Just
to make sure everything's okay.
Yeah. All they got to do is call 505-922-9200. Talk to Marlon.
922-9200.
And the reason we're doing that is it's just, unfortunately, this disease caused a lot of problems with us fixing the cars.
Right.
Because, you know, people were, you know, afraid and, you know. So what we've done is we've gone to writing the repair order before the car ever gets here. So if you call her, tell her what you are. She'll get a repair order. And when you get here, the repair order will be done. We'll be ready for you. And we'll do whatever it is you ask us to do.
We are on the radio this afternoon with Dave Reyes and Kevin Kuppenhaver. They are with the Sagebrush Auto Show, both volunteering to do this amazing thing. It's going to be a fun show. Families invited. The food and everything is free. You don't have to buy a ticket to come. Nope. Now, if you want to be in the auto show, Kevin, can you still enter a car?
Yeah, we have room for about 225, 230 cars. We do have around 170 pre-registered, but we still have room. But you can go to sagebrush.church/auto show. When you go there, there will be two links. One, if you want to buy a raffle ticket. The other is if you want to enter your car in the show. It's $50 to get in. We got a phenomenal goodie bag, some really killer shirts that are given out as part of the goodie bag and some other things. But you can register your car and come on out.
I love it. We're going to be back with Dave and Kevin right after these messages. Stay with us.
As you listen to The Light on KLYT, remember it's the support given by businesses like Dom Garcia Realty that make this programming possible. We'd like to thank Dom Garcia Realty for supporting Reaching New Mexico with world-class Bible teaching. Dom Garcia Realty supports KLYT and hopes you will too. Thanks, Dom Garcia Realty, a full-service brokerage assisting buyers and sellers, commercial and residential property management. Dom Garcia Realty, 899-4644.
In the spring, children's thoughts turn to creating wonderful summer memories. That's the case with your children and the children at Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. The home was established to care for children who have been abused, abandoned, and neglected. Help them have the summer every child dreams of. Your donation of funds and gift cards to restaurants, ice cream shops, and more will make that happen. Call 898-5520. That's 898-5520. Or connect online at acchkids.org.
Fossil kangaroos? This is Ken Ham, CEO of Answers in Genesis, the Ark Encounter, and Creation Museum. Kangaroos are only found in the wild in my homeland of Australia. Now I'm often asked, well, how'd they get there? Well, two representatives of the kangaroo kind survived the flood on the Ark and then spread out, eventually ending up only in Australia. Now, some people say it's impossible. After all, we don't have any fossils of kangaroos on the trail to Australia. But fossil formation requires very specific conditions, the conditions of the flood. Consider this. Hundreds of billions of passenger pigeons once lived across North America, and yet we only have a handful of their fossils. So, how'd kangaroos get to Australia? Well, that's what we're looking at all this week.
Discover more answers to your questions about science, the Bible, creation, evolution, and more at AnswersRadio.com. And listen to this program again at AnswersRadio.com.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams. Join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
Dave and Kevin with the Sagebrush Church Auto Show in studio. Sagebrush Church is located, if you haven't been there, it's at 6440 Coors Boulevard Northwest, the intersection of Coors and La Aurelia. And that's right where the show's going to be. Lots of parking. Yep. The show is free for families, things for kids and everybody to do.
Yeah, it's a whole family event. Last year, we had a gentleman come out with this, I don't remember what the year was, this old fire truck. Super cool. He let the kids climb around on it. But, you know, you come out, kids just love seeing it. We had a car come out of one Best of Show. It looked like one of those old Hot Wheels, if everybody remember those Hot Wheels with the little plastic tracks that you used to play with growing up. Just some phenomenal stuff coming up. The kids just love running around.
But I hear you saying that some old guys like me might like it, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You see the folks bringing stuff out. And you know what? Some of the best part are the stories, especially the little old ladies. You'll have people come up and start talking to you about their story of how they used to have this car or that car or whatever the case is. And they tell you, you know, they had it in high school or it was, you know, it was their high school car or they, you know, when they first got married, the wife and husband bought it and drove it around all over the country or whatever. But just hearing those stories is just very cool.
Yep.
Yeah. Are they still? I had a friend of mine that bought a Maverick. You remember those old Ford Mavericks? And of course, that wasn't built for racing or anything, but he put a small block motor in it, and he had, I just remember the wheels on the back. He had these big wide tires, and the thing was sticking straight up in the air, and the front was down low. And he put these, there were some kind of bars on the back tires to keep them from jumping.
The wheelie bars?
Wheelie bars. The Mavericks were cool because, I mean, they weren't built for racing. But it didn't take a whole lot to turn them into race cars. There's a lot of guys that race those things.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of vehicles like that. Like I used, and I think I shared this last year, but I used to make fun of the guys that have these jacked up trucks with the huge tires. Mm-hmm. They've got an 8 or 12 inch lift. Mm-hmm. And I used to make fun of those guys until I'm in the real estate. I'm a real estate construction lender. So I'm checking out a lot up off of South 14. So I'm driving up this dirt road. All of a sudden, I stick this Ford F-150 in mud up to the doors. So I have a suit on. I have to get out of the car, and I step down. And so I have mud all the way up to my knees. I finally make it out about a half a mile to the road. Right when I get there, I mean, of course, I'm in a suit. Mm-hmm. From the knees down is covered in mud. I almost lost one of my shoes because, you know, it sucks it off your foot. So I see this young man coming up in one of those old GMC Jimmy's, the big ones, not the small ones.
Right.
And he's got the huge tires and everything else. And he pulls over and he says, can I help you, sir? And I said, well, I stuck my truck. And I'm actually convicted in my heart that I used to make fun of trucks like you, but maybe you could really help me. So I'm not going to tell you that. Anyway, long story short is he comes in and he backs up to my car, hooks a chain. He doesn't rev it. He doesn't jerk me out. He literally just goes and pulls me out like it's nothing. And so the guys that set up those trucks that way, they do it for a purpose. It works and they can go through mud like it's nothing.
Yep.
Some of those be at the show?
Oh yeah. We always have some lifted trucks that come out. We got everything. We got everything from the motorcycles, cars, trucks, you know, the military kind of vehicles. We got a old 46, I think it is, tow truck coming out, the fire truck. We got everything in between. We never know what's going to all come out. And that's the cool part of it.
Yeah. We had last year, we had the old Power Wagon that came out. This was a 46 Power Wagon.
Dodge Power Wagon.
Yeah, and this guy had done a great job of restoring
it. By the way, Power Wagon was much cooler than Ram.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you agree?
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know why we went to Ram. Those should have been power wagons. Would you think? I mean, am I wrong?
They should have been. But that was a cool truck.
Hey, there's some, so you're talking about raffling off the Mustang. Tell us about the Mustang. But then I want to ask you about some comparable cars to that, you know, Dodge, Chevy, et cetera.
Sure. So it's an 08 Ford Mustang GT, California Special. 4.6 liter, 300 horse engine. The California Special package is just a lot of graphics. It's got the side scoops. It's got a different front spoiler. It's got a spoiler on the back. I mean, it's got a different front bumper kind of thing. Uh-huh. But it's a cool car. Like I said, very low mileage, under 30,000 miles. It's a great car. But I mean, the Mustangs, I mean, they've always been compared to the Camaros going back to when they first came out. You know, the Challengers that are out right now, those kind of cars. So, you know, it's just modern American muscle. That's what it is. That's what it's always been. They don't make the Firebirds anymore.
I love the old Smokey and the Bandit Firebird.
Oh, yeah.
You know, those black ones?
Yeah, with the gold eagle on
there. Would there be a chance there might be one of those out at the show?
There's probably going to be a couple of them.
Oh, I love it. And they made them white, too, which I never knew.
Yeah. Very rare, but yeah, there are white ones.
Yeah. Some Corvettes out there?
We have a lot of Corvettes to show up.
Yeah.
I love seeing the transitions of the Corvettes.
Oh yeah. There's I think 7 generations of the Vets, and I mean the new mid-engine ones are just gorgeous, but you go back to the old ones, everything in between is just a phenomenal classic line.
Now Kevin, you're a pretty tall guy.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, you're not a tall guy. But can you fit in that new Vet? Because it looks kind of small.
I don't know. Those things are running over $100,000. I haven't been within 50 feet of one.
You know, but they're still the least expensive and one of the top production race cars in the world.
Yeah. And I think, this is my personal opinion, but, you know, when they switch the engine to the mid-engine, I think they've crossed the barrier into being a supercar.
Yeah.
Because they're pretty phenomenal the way they handle, the way they ride the whole thing.
I don't know the details about this, but I understand that Chevrolet Corvette developed a counterbalancing system that's some slides underneath the car on the Corvette that they actually sold the technology to Ferrari. So Ferrari and Corvettes are the only two with that in the world.
Well, now I just have to admit that I'm a Ford fan.
Right.
And Ford does make a car like the Corvette.
Oh, they do.
A mid-engine car. It's called the Ford GT.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Those are pretty cool cars, too.
And are those street legal?
Yeah. They're street legal.
Any of those around?
There may be one or two of them.
Was the Pantera also a Ford?
It was a Ford. It was built by Di Tommaso, imported from Italy. And they were a Ford. They had a 351 mid-engine, rear-engine kind of car. And they were awesome, awesome cars. But, you know, there's very few of them around. There's probably two or three in Albuquerque. But I'd love to have one at our show. Anybody out there got
it? Come on, bring it out. We'll give you a special spot up front.
Right. the Ford GT. No, I remember seeing one of those. I have never seen one live, but I've seen them.
Well, Dennis Snyder.
Rich Ford,
He's got one, and so does Jim, the guy that owns
Jim Guthrie.
Crafters. Yeah. Yeah, they both got them. So.
Jim Guthrie's on the board of Albuquerque Christian School.
Yeah, that's a great school.
And he was here sharing about their school and talking to me about they would buy Ford GTs in partnership, I guess, with Dennis over at Rich Ford, and they would put together those super Mustangs that they sold in there. And I don't know if they're doing many of those now, but Jim Guthrie would do this really cool. Well, they'd lower the suspension. They'd on, you know, all the fancy suspension parts and different things. And then they would come up with these cool body flares and things, you know, where the big wide wheels on the back and the fender flares. I mean, they really fancied those up.
They didn't have the car called Eleanor. They had a car called Eleanor. Pardon my French, but that's what they had. And they were pretty cool cars. Well, you know, you can get 1,400 horsepower out of those stock engines by just adding turbochargers.
So maybe our listeners don't understand car guys. You're both car guys. Dennis Snyder's a car guy.
Yeah, he's a car guy.
Jim's a car guy. Mm-hmm. What's a car guy?
It's a guy that loves hot rods, customs, you know, those kind of cars, you know, and knows how to fix them and enjoys being them and enjoys watching them, enjoys talking about them. You know, I mean, Jim Guthrie, for instance, you know, you wouldn't, you know, just look at him and say, this guy's a car guy. But you start talking cars and you find out that 5 minutes has turned into 50 minutes because he just loves them so much.
Yes.
You know, he'll tell you about racing and he'll tell you about old cars.
He raced at Indy.
Yeah.
And open wheels.
Yeah.
You, a lot of race car drivers come out and take a look at the cars?
A few, not very many.
Is there a racing community now? I mean, at one time we had the Unser family and different things, but I used to go out. I'm dating myself. I used to go out to Speedway Park, which was South Eubank, and watch the super modifieds, all the dirt track racing stuff, and that was a lot of fun. Do we have something like that,
Lippard, man? They don't race like they used to. You know, we're back in the old days, like you're talking about, you had two parks. You had Speedway Park in the South Valley, and you had... You know,
I think there's Sandia Raceway now.
Yeah.
And I've not been there, but I am going to make a note to myself that I need to get them on the show and find out what's going on down there.
Yeah. But it's one park, but they do everything out there. They do drag racing. They do dirt track racing. They do asphalt racing. They have all kinds of the mini races, everything up to the big cars. It's a cool place.
I've asked you about car guys, and I've made an observation. Every time I see a charity doing something, there's car guys out at the event. There's car clubs. There's people just with a car. They're always philanthropy is part of their lifestyle. Is that something you've experienced as well?
Yeah, a lot of them just give back to the community in various shapes or form. And I don't know. I just think you have an appreciation. You have a passion. You have something you love. And just the result of that is I think you end up wanting to give something back. And a lot of these clubs do that, and it's a phenomenal thing. And we try to keep that whole spirit going over Sagebrush.
Yeah. And you mentioned motorcycles. At the airport for literally a couple of years, they had lowrider motorcycles displayed in the walkway up to the gates. Some machines like that be out at the show?
Yeah, we have pretty good representation from the lowrider community. And I'll be honest, it's not my personal taste, but I think some of the best workmanship out there is the lowrider community. The attention to detail is just phenomenal on a lot of those cars.
Oh, the paint jobs especially. I mean, it's artwork.
Yeah, it is. It is truly artwork, what they do with those. And then we always end up with a good number of motorcycles who we also want to include in the show. But we have the Volkswagens, the old VW Beetles. That group is usually pretty well represented. So we just have, like I said, you never know year to year what's going to show up. And we can't wait to see Saturday morning what all comes out to the show.
I can't probably pull this off the way comedian Jeff Allen did, but I remember he was talking with his son when he became 15 or 16 of age to get a car. And his dad was driving a Volkswagen. He said, "Hey, Dad, what do you got under the hood?" He says, "A tire."
That's right.
Hey, Dave and Kevin with the Sagebrush Church Auto Show. That is this weekend, Saturday, July 18th. It is free admission to the public. Official hours are 9 to 2. Kevin says that you might be able to show up about 8 o'clock.
If you're bringing a car out, we recommend getting out as early as you can, right? 8:30, but...
Sounds good. We got another segment left with these guys talking more about cars. Hope you'll stay with us. We'll be right back.
John Chitwood of Southern Boulevard Automotive.
I have towed many vehicles in for repair, with the customer stating the car just stalled while I was driving. After diagnosing it, I've had to make that phone call many times and state to the customer, "You're out of gas and you need to refuel." Many Christians are like that. They need to be refueling daily with God's word in order to keep themselves moving forward and to have the mind of Christ. Dwight L. Moody was once asked why he urged Christians to be filled constantly with the Holy Spirit. He replied, I need continuous and filling because I leak. What gauge do you use in your life to know if you're running on empty of the infilling of God's Spirit?
Southern Boulevard Automotive, 2300 Southern Boulevard in Rio Rancho, 892-2300 or southernblvdautomotive.com. Thank you, John Chewitt at Southern Boulevard Automotive, for your support of KLYT 88.3 FM.
In the spring, children's thoughts turn to creating wonderful summer memories. That's the case with your children and the children at Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. The home was established to care for children who have been abused, abandoned, and neglected. Help them have the summer every child dreams of. Your donation of funds and gift cards to restaurants, ice cream shops, and more will make that happen. Call 898-5520. That's 898-5520. Or connect online at acchkids.org.
Whether at home or in the workplace, we are all leaders. Become a better leader in this leadership moment with Craig Rochelle.
I want to encourage you in your leadership, number one, to question everything and be willing to change anything. If your leadership strategy is similar today to the way it was before the pandemic started, you probably have a very bad strategy because the world is very, very different. Let the numbers speak to you. Know your numbers, study your numbers, look at your numbers, let the numbers speak. The numbers almost always tell the truth. Pause and question everything. What about this strategy do we still like? What needs to change? In your leadership, because we're in a very different world, question everything and ask yourself, what do we need to change? Do we need to change our structure? Do we change our strategy? How has your core business changed?
That was Craig Rochelle with a KLYT Leadership Moment. Hear more at life.church/leadership podcast. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams. Join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
Dave Reyes and Kevin Kuppenhaver are with the Sagebrush Church Auto Show, these two guys volunteering, and we're going to go right to Kevin and ask about Pit Stop and the people that can take advantage of that ministry. Do they have to qualify in some way?
No, there's no qualification. I mean, we take pretty much anyone. Now, we have to cap it at a certain point in the morning. There's only so many cars you can get done on a Saturday
right.
in a parking lot. But
and so people need to call 922-9200. And make a reservation.
Talk to Marlon, and she'll set you up.
Okay.
That's the best way to do it. And, you know, the car or the folks coming out, there's two things going on. Number one, we're trying to fix their cars. The other thing is there's a group there that'll talk to them. You know, a lot of folks coming out are having, you know, whatever kind of issues going on in their life. So there's the group, mostly the ladies. We'll sit down with them, talk to them, and kind of give them some emotional support and talk to them about, you know, things that we can do to kind of help them out. But, you know, it sounds a little cliche, but it's really not, is a lot of these folks are making decisions between food, clothing, you know, having a functional car to get the kids to school or get to work or whatever. So at least we can kind of help take part of that burden away so that when they leave, they have a car that's going to get them around for another month.
And having a relationship with the Lord is important, but
certainly.
You're kind of using this as a relationship builder. They could have a church family at Sagebrush through
yeah,
the car ministry.
That's right. I mean, you know, Jesus always, you know, commended the guys about, you know, taking care of their feet. You know, when the last dinner, he washed their feet, and that was an important thing. And we kind of look at the Pit Stop stuff as washing their feet. You know, it's a little bit of a stretch, but, you know, we take care of their needs to get around. And, so they don't have to spend that money on their car. They can spend it on their kids or whatever they need to spend it on, anything other than their car. And that's what we want to do.
So that Pit Stop ministry is amazing. Part of raising money is you have a raffle. And tell us one more time about the raffle and how much those tickets are.
Yeah, you can go to sagebrush.church/auto show. There'll be a link to the raffle. We're also going to be selling tickets at the event. But it's $20 a ticket, 6 for $100. We'll give you a deal. And we'll probably sell somewhere around, I don't know, 2,500 tickets if I had to throw a number on it. For that raffle, but every single dime of that money is going to the Sagebrush Mission Fund, which supports Pit Stop, various missions across the world that they do,
yeah.
Various other. One of the reasons I go to Sagebrush is I just think they give so much back to the community, mm-hmm. and that's where this money is going. This is not going to crystal chandeliers in the entrance hall. This is going to help the community in so many different ways, and we're only talking about part of that with Pit Stop.
Would you recommend a mom with 7, 10-year-old kids go out to the show?
Absolutely. She can feed them hot dogs.
There you go.
It doesn't cost her anything.
Yeah, and again, that is just an amazing thing to do because I was out there last year. You had easily 5,000, maybe more people.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. But the show is spread out, so you're not, kind of clamored
on you're not using restaurant vendors and those kind of things for the show.
No, there's and we got a lot of questions about vendors coming out, and we want this to be totally free. Again, unless you want to buy a raffle ticket, it's not going to cost you nothing. And we see so many of the auto shows, and we respect it. I mean, many of these are trying to make a profit. But you go out, they have the vendors, and you're paying, $5 for a Coke and $15 for a burger, and that's the exact opposite of what we want this event to be.
Yeah.
So there's no vendors, nobody's selling you anything. You can come out and everything's free.
I just think it's fun that I've talked to a few of these car owners. Like I talked with the GTO Club.
Mm-hmm.
And different, I remember those cars from back in the day. In fact, we were joking around about a Hurst shifter, saw a GTO with a Hurst shifter. And
goats, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's those cars are classic.
Yeah.
I remember the old Dodge Chargers. Mm-hmm. I mean, different muscle cars over the years that I remember people having. In fact, Dodge kind of picked up on some of the old styling in some of their newer vehicles.
Yeah, they did. Well, like the Charger. I mean, the police are driving Chargers around, but they're hot cars, rear-wheel drive, and they'll run you down because they're fast.
Yeah. What kind of motor in those?
Those have a Hemi.
Oh, yeah. Hemi's very famous
for
being quick.
Yep.
You know, they even put a Hemi in a Jeep.
That's right.
Is my understanding now.
Yeah. That's right. And it'll get you, you can get stuck in it, but when you get stuck in that thing, I mean, you're stuck for good. You got to wait till the spring thaw to get out.
Well, I know all the car guys are kind of concerned about gas. You're going to save enough money going to this car show that you don't need to worry about buying gas because it's free.
That's right, man. It's free, and you park your car. You're not running it, And so it's a cool thing.
In fact, we joke about it for the raffle. We're actually raffling off a full tank of gas. You get a free Mustang with it.
That's funny. So I always joke around because Pastor Todd Cook, of course, the senior pastor of Sagebrush Church, has the Pastor's Choice Award, and he selected a 39 Chevy last year.
That's right.
Does he like the old stuff?
Well, he likes Chevys, number one, because he knows I'm with Ford, and anything to do with car, it's a Chevy versus Ford between us.
I got you.
So that was it. And but he liked this old coupe. It was a coupe that had been painted, and it was a hot rod.
Oh yeah,
it had a built engine in it and everything.
Now hot rods are where you're not trying to preserve like the original historical.
Right.
You're putting in the coolest parts that you can possibly get. Do you ever fit a Dodge engine in a Ford framed car? I mean, I don't know.
Well, you see a lot of Chevy 350s are put in all kinds of different cars. They'll go in Dodges and Fords and whatever. Yeah. You see a lot of 350s.
Yeah. I'm thinking about American Graffiti, that movie back in the day. That yellow hot rod.
Yeah.
32 Ford.
Yeah, that was sweet.
Yeah.
That was sweet. Some of those be out at the show or hot rods?
There's a couple of them that are out. They're usually red, though. They're not yellow like he had.
Yeah.
But, that was a cool car.
Yeah, they got after it. I know all those cars that they use in movies sell for big bucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there's just people that they buy these, they have them, they come out to shows, they know this is raising money for a good cause, for charity, and it's an awful lot of fun to be out there. Again, everybody's invited Saturday, July 18th to Sagebrush Church. They're located, the Riverside campus is at 6440 Coors Boulevard Northwest, the intersection of Coors and La Aurelia. Again, the east side of Coors.
Sir. It'll be the opposite side of Coors. And just to clarify, June 18th is this Saturday.
Oh, what did I say?
July. I just want to make sure there's no confusion for the listeners out there.
June 18th, July.
This Saturday.
The host needs to get his act together.
It's all good.
Saturday. No, and again, you're going to start early in the morning. If you're in the show, try to get a little early, get set up.
And if you're in the show and you want to show your car, you can bring the car out Friday night and we'll store it. We got paid watchers to watch the cars all night.
Yeah, we have security overnight, Friday night, Saturday night. So, you want to bring it out, you do so. This will be watching it for you overnight.
Now, what's the – you said you're going to give out over 100 trophies?
About 100 trophies, yep.
Oh, and the trophies are really cool. They – one year we gave out neon clocks, and we had so many requests for it over the years that we've brought them back. So Burley, one of our partners, puts together these neon clocks for us, and so we've got 100 neon clocks to give out as trophies this year.
No,
pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, I think it's fun just to win something.
Oh, yeah.
And know that you're winning it while helping a good charitable cause raise money. What an event. It's the Sagebrush Church Auto Show this weekend, June 18th, 9 to 2 official hours, but you can get out there a little early and get started. Hot dogs will be served, drinks, and all kinds of things, and that's absolutely free.
Absolutely free.
Yeah, good stuff. Do you have a favorite lowrider that you've seen? Because lowrider, you know, I know California maybe is the center of all of this, but... You know, Espanola in their
own right, they got
some pretty cool cars there.
Yep. Well, I like a Ford, and there's a guy that has a 67 Ford that brings it out to the show, and it's a lowrider. It's got the small, you know, with the Daytona wheels, the whole deal on it.
But people don't realize the hydraulics and everything that go into those cars.
They put serious money in those hydraulics. Yep. I remember a guy came out one year, and the front end must have gone up 6-7 feet. And I don't know.
Yeah,
at this point in time,
they jump the cars.
Yeah, jump them. Yeah, there is serious money in that hydraulics and the suspension.
Yeah.
Now, do they put some motors? I mean, lowriders go slow and low.
Low and slow.
But they got some motors that could probably get
after
it.
They have, in the trunk area, they have motors that run these pumps that provide hydraulics to the corners. So they can lift all, you know, each corner independently of what you want it. You can make the thing stand on, you know, three wheels or stand on two wheels if you jump it high enough. I mean, they're pretty incredible cars.
Yeah.
But you know, you're right. The artwork and the all the stuff that goes into building those things is pretty incredible.
Yeah, you really have to look at the paint job on a lowrider, and you might have an entire family's heritage put on the side of a car. I mean, it's just something else. And the airbrush and the fine detail and... Even if you don't have a mural, you have stripes and things that are just immaculate. Yeah. I watched a guy painting stripes, and I thought, oh, well, he's got to be measuring these so they're exact. He literally took a brush and painted them right on there, and they were just like the other side. I don't even know how he did that.
Yeah, we had a guy out there was doing demos at the show a few years ago, and, all by hand. Amazing.
Yeah, and then, you know, you put... couple or 100 coats of clear coat over the top
there
of that, right?
Oh, yeah. Clear coated to death. Yeah. And we've got the police, again, APD has a lowrider that they're going to have out there for us. It's that car, if you saw the video on it, it's one of those things where they did painstaking work on a paint job on this thing, and it's incredible.
Yeah, I think it's fun that the community can participate in that.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun. Dave, you've been doing this for a long time. What do you think about each year to make it better?
Well, you know, we just try to make it as inviting to the car club as we can. So when you come out, you know, we park your car without a lot of hassle. You talk to Kevin, he'll park you, and you park it, and the rest of the day is, you know, up to you. You go out, you get free stuff, you know, you get your goodie bag, you get everything you need. And every year we're just trying to make it more and more easy for the guys to get their cars in it.
Yeah, and a lot of people that are showing off their cars, they've paid $50, they're in a contest, but they may not realize that you're raising a lot of money because of their efforts and their participation.
That's right.
So get out there, get your car going, and you register where?
You can register at the event, but you can do it online, and we recommend doing it ahead of time, sagebrush.church/autoshow. And it'll be one of the two links that comes up on the screen when you get on that site.
And if you happen to be somebody that needs a little help with your car, you might take advantage of the Pit Stop Ministry. And to do that, you call 505-922-9200.
That's correct. You know, and finally, you know, use your car for the Lord, man. You know, that's a cool thing.
Amen. Gentlemen, I'm so glad to see you here, and I look forward to seeing you on Saturday. Thanks awesome. For joining us today.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you.
ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of staff or management at KLYT. If you missed any or part of today's show, the podcast can be found at abqconnect.online.